In South Florida, real estate and sea level rise go hand in hand as developers and local officials plan for water that could rise between 3 and 6 feet by the turn of the next century. Today, the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce hosted a resiliency conference, bringing civic leaders together with developers, builders, and engineers. Here's Kate Stein.
Developer Alan Ojeda was a panelist at the Chamber Resiliency Conference. He recently worked on a 35-story building, 1450 Brickell, that received a gold certification for energy and environmental design.
The main thing is using less electricity.
Ojeda says to prepare for sea level rise, buildings can be designed so they're higher off the ground. But he thinks developers should focus on using less electricity.
Sea level rise happens because of the CO2 in the atmosphere. We need to cut emissions. That's the only thing that will stop the sea level rise. There's no other one.
Ojeda says South Florida developers can incorporate glass that keeps out heat and light, cutting air conditioning use. He also says people should push officials to follow through on the Paris Climate Accords to cut carbon emissions. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
Florida medical marijuana advocate John Morgan says he's prepared to sue the Florida legislature over the House's plan to implement medical pot, which bans smoking. Morgan helped fund the campaign for a constitutional amendment legalizing medical marijuana for certain debilitating conditions. He says the amendment already includes a ban on smoking in public.
Everyone knew smoking was included. I wouldn't have banned it in public if we didn't include smoking. The problem is you get these guys up in Tallahassee and they do what they want against the will of 72% of the people who understood the language, and that's why they're despised universally by the electorate.
The House and Senate still have to agree on the details of the deal before they can finalize the medical marijuana bill. They're set to vote on the state budget on Monday. Lottery players in Florida would be warned about the addictive nature of the state-sponsored games under a measure approved by lawmakers today. It now heads to Governor Rick Scott for his signature. Bill supporters hope lotto players will be careful when they play and not spend more money than they can afford on the games. Republican State Senator Keith Perry of Gainesville is the bill's sponsor.
This bill seeks to better inform individuals that gaming may be addictive by requiring the words warning. Gambling may be addictive to be printed on the front of all lottery tickets, advertisements, and included on the lottery promotional materials.
Lottery tickets can be purchased at over 13,000 stores across Florida, and lotto sales hit an all-time record last year, with consumers spending over $6 billion on the games. The superintendent of Miami-Dade School District is signaling his intention to run for Congress. Alberto Carvalho is apparently considering running for retiring Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton's seat, although he's not saying so publicly just yet. Miami Herald reporters have learned that Carvalho met this week with Democratic leaders in Washington and has told a few people that he's thinking of running. Another prominent Miami-Dade figure announced today he's running for Ross-Layton's seat. That would be Miami-Dade County Commissioner Bruno Barrero. He would be the first big-name Republican to announce a candidacy. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.